This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Anastasia.
This is Jonathan.
And Gabe from Calling Long Distance.
Hi, this is Funkerman.
Hi, this is Courtney S, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
This is Fred LeGrand, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew.
Good morning, this is Claire Hooper. Let me congratulate you. I'm getting a bit of Hump Day Crew.
Hump Day Crew on 94.9.
Amazing show
on Earth. Wow. That was so clever.
It's different.
You guys are really trippy.
Breast? Did you say breast?
I said breast. Titties, boobies.
So someone comes in with a bruise and everyone's like, yeah, that's really cool.
My head hit the record deck, not the needle across the record. So there was total silence with 3,000 fetish people looking at me.
Do you want to be wildly entertained? People to know your name?
Did you make out with her?
No.
It depends on how flexible we are.
Where she goes crazy and shaves her head.
Yes, sir.
Now, we want to ask you a bit about your performing.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge you for your very sexy accent.
I think Adelaide's made for you.
Oh, really?
But it's just from the sound of your voice.
Why does she make out with everybody, does she?
Why?
We're doing the Hump Day Crew.
I ask you, do you want to come in?
Darling, I'm naturally beautiful.
And these breasts are what?
Presumably they're big.
Before Adam was a radio announcer in Melbourne, what was he in Perth?
Digging the dancing queen.
Get over it and tune into the Hump Day Crew every Wednesday morning from 6:30 till 9 on Joy 94.9 or joy.org.au.
We like to make things up here on the Hump Day Crew, don't we?
We do.
It like segues, segments, anything we make up. And to help us make things up, who do we turn to in the guidance of Improv Melon? Good morning, Mike Bryant.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Now, are you a bit conscious of the theme today?
I'm fairly conscious. I've been, it helped on the drive in from my house. I've been very awake, alert, thinking about Ernie's birthday and the fact that he has needs. He has and his friends are nice people. They've got his interest in heart.
Have you celebrated Ernie's birthday before?
Not before, actually. It's never been a day of celebration for me. Certainly, I always hear it. The neighbours, the families around me with kids, constantly play, yes, the Sesame Street theme on Ernie's birthday. It is sacred to many people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the thing I like about Ernie as well is there are those gay rumours. Even Bird are more than just platonic.
I know, I know. It's between him and Ian Thorpe, like, you know, it's... It's crazy,
it's
like,
a crazy what's, world.
You know?
Have you ever seen Avenue Q?
No, not yet, actually.
Really? It is an awesome play. And two of their characters. Oh, look at that. You've got an advertiser for Avenue Q right there. Yeah, they're bringing it out in America, in Australia, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, well, two of the characters are clearly modeled on Bert and Ernie, Ricky and. Oh, I cannot remember the other name. But it is a very,
Bob.
Very funny show. Yeah, it is actually Bob, I think. They might change it for the Australian version. I'm pretty sure in the American version it is Bob.
Of course, the advert I am holding up is the back page of the Midsummer Guide, so you can check that out there.
Yes.
Now, to put those gay rumours to test, we're going to get Ernie a stripper for his birthday, and we've asked our listeners to SMS in a stripper name for Ernie Stripper. So what Ads, Raz and I are going to do is we're going to play a panel of judges for the stripper.
Yep.
We're getting him a stripper now. Ads is going to play Elmo. Raz, you're going to be Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to be Cookie Monster because I love baked goods. Okay. Now, what's one of the stripper names?
Well, the first one from Clinton in Yarraville says, for Ernie Stripper, the name would be Wilma Fingerdo.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Cookie. C is for cookie.
Oh, Wilma Fingerdo.
Where's Wilma Fingerdo? Does she have cookies?
I'm just coming in the door, darlings.
Oh,
well, aren't you all just very furry?
How are you going to strip for Ernie?
Well, as you can see, I'm completely covered in feathers. I have them surgically attached for each show. And during the strip routine, I'll generally prance about, squawking at the top of my voice, shouting out names of famous cities across the world, and slowly removing feather by feather until I'm naked on top of whoever I'm pleasing.
Uh-oh, don't let Big Bird see you do that.
Big Bird can do that for free. We don't need to pay for a stripper anymore.
Do you serve cookies?
Darling, cookies are so 1990. Why?
Cookie. Me hungry. Me want cookie.
Is this one okay?
And what does the name mean? Do you do anything with your fingers, Wilma?
Well, yes. Just the one, actually. I had the rest chopped off in a wood chipper incident. The one finger is used to... Well, your imagination is obviously better than anything I can describe.
To tickle!
Yes. Yes, to tickle, in a way.
Oh, well, I've got some rather large pieces of food between my teeth. Your finger could pick them out.
Is it a cookie?
Maybe.
Well, I'll just give you my pricing structure and we can talk about it later.
Oh, very good. Okay, we'll definitely see Wilma again. I like the sound of her.
I like the stripper. Can we have the stripper, please?
Yes.
I want a hug now.
Okay, everyone, cookie. Hug. Everyone, hug.
Cookie.
Where is your finger, Wilma?
That tickles. There are
plenty of words to describe.
Thank you very much, Mike Bright from Impro Melbourne. You can check him out at impromelbourne.com.au. All the shows, have you got any shows on actually at the moment?
Yes, we do have some shows on. Sorry, I wandered in doing the stripper performance there. We have some shows. Actually, you know what? I'll give them to you next time we're coming in because we're still finalizing it. We do have a comedy festival show coming up during that particular festival at the Cloakroom, 11 p.m. Fridays and Saturday nights. But there'll be more details and stuff.
Ernie, what's that bulge in your pants?
Oh, well, that's a bowl of cookies.
Oh, is it?
Cookie. Yeah. Would you like one?
Cookie.
Do you notice Cookie Monster sounds like an Arnold Schwarzenegger just hungry?
Yes. Have you seen these cookies?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.